Welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast from the creators of Electrify Expo, America's largest e-mobility festival.
All right, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast. I'm Matt Teske, again here with Joe Boris. And this is, again, first day here in Austin. It's a beautiful day. And we're joined by Bobby Godsey from Austin Energy, here to talk about what they're up to.
Hello, hello, hello. So we
got a local guy. This is great.
Yeah, this is good stuff. So, you know, the city of Austin is really kind of exploding with, you know, this technology boom, right? You've got SpaceX, you've got Tesla's moving here officially. We've got a lot of companies in the e-mobility space coming out. And a lot of that work, a lot of the infrastructure is being supported by what you guys are doing at Austin Energy, right?
Right. Yeah. So I work at Austin Energy in the electric vehicle program. And we have been around now for 10 years. We are just celebrating our 10-year anniversary. So we have been focused on electrification of transportation for several years now, a little bit ahead of the game as far as the rest of the country.
Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah. And so we started a plug-in everywhere program. So all these cool cars that you see out here that you can drive that are all electric can now be fueled with Austin Energy's fuel on our Plug-in Everywhere program. And that Plug-in Everywhere program allows you to charge at our charging stations all over Austin for $4.17 a month.
Wow, that's unlimited charging.
That's unlimited charging. That's $50 a year. So imagine that being your fuel cost now. $50 a year versus, what is gas prices right now? $3?
I don't even want to know. Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. Very expensive.
Well, so you guys were ahead of the curve. Again, compared to a lot of cities and a lot of utilities, you guys were really kind of had your finger on the pulse. So for all that you've learned and done in the last 10 years, I guess, what do you see now? Because you guys were, again, leaning into it so long ago, you were prepared, right? So I guess, what are the things, aside from the Plug-in Everywhere program, that you think is important for people to know? I guess, what's exciting about what we're seeing here at Electrify Expo? Is it the cars? What else is it?
Well, this is incredible. This weekend, This, for us, is a culmination of all the efforts we've been doing over the last several years. To see all these manufacturers with all these cool cars and different options for people, that's been so impressive. That's been the most exciting thing, probably. And that, and I will tell you, all the people out here. There's so many people out here, so impressed by the numbers and exciting. I don't know if you saw, but there's a ride and drive opportunity over there with all the cars and lines at every station.
Just everybody's just saying, I'm going to go from this car to this car to this car. I think this morning was an hour wait, like this morning already. So we got a lot of people here. That's great.
Once you drive an electric vehicle, it's game over. You'll be buying an electric vehicle in no time.
You know, something that you said a minute or two ago that was very interesting. You made the comment of, you know, people who buy electric cars and are buying our fuel that we provide. And as a utility company, you are providing that electricity. You're selling that electricity, and that is the fuel that these cars take. And it just strikes me as, like, you guys really get it, where a lot of utility companies, they still don't even really understand that they're in this game. Do you think that that kind of mindset is helping accelerate that growth of EVs and that growth of technology in your area?
Yeah, we're fortunate in Austin because Austin Energy is a city department. We're a municipality. So the great thing about Austin and Austinites, yay to the Austinites,
yes,
is that you all want us to think about the environment. You want us to care about our community. You want us to better our air quality. And so the city of Austin has a goal to be net zero emissions by 2040. What does that mean? That means no more tailpipes on the streets by 2040. And also, by 2030, we just passed a resolution at City Council. By 2030, 40% of all miles driven in Austin will be electric, which is an incredible...
That is incredible.
That's an incredible goal, exciting, and things like this will help us reach that goal.
So as you were hearing about Electrify Expo and kind of what it meant, I guess, did you feel this was the prime time to kind of really showcase the thought leadership of Austin Energy? You guys have received awards for the programs you have done. I mean, this is the thing, is the energy sector is kind of figuring out, like, oh, we're playing in the automotive game. We're playing in the car game now. And then people start looking around for, well, who's understood this the most? And you guys have everything from, you know, Stevie all the way down to other programs you guys have done. I guess, are you hearing from other places around the country? Are they reaching out to you as Austin Energy and the city of Austin saying, how can you help us? Is that happening now?
It is happening, but Austin Energy, the great thing about us being a municipality is, and the other thing is that's important for our team, is we truly think locally and about our community, but we can clean up our air, but that's not going to help our neighbors down the road.
Right. That's not going to help Tulsa.
Yeah, it's not going to help Tulsa. It's not going to help the people throughout the United States and throughout the world. So we are an open book. We share our information, what's working, what's not working. And we have so many great programs, and hopefully we can get into a few of them here. But one of the great things, you're talking about award-winning program. One of the things we're super excited about, and if you're out there right now, you'll find it on a sign somewhere or come by our booth at Austin Energy, and you'll see that we have this buyer's guide that we created. And it's a whole auto dealership initiative that we created a few years ago. But the buyer's guide is important for the community because all these cars that you see that are available, you can go on that buyer's guide, find out the rebates that we offer to you. We offer in-home rebates, and we can go into that in a minute. But there's also where to fuel up, where you can fuel up, and the rebates, and what dealerships in your community sell what car, new and used. So if you can't quite afford a new car, that's okay. Neither can I. So I can go on the buyer's guide and find a used vehicle that fits my lifestyle and my pocketbook.
Yeah, and that's beautiful because, like, I think the other aspect of this is, you know, as we start looking at the inventory shortages that a lot of dealers have, people may not know where to go to look for this car that they've seen on the internet, read a magazine article about, heard about on our podcast, or test driven at the show, and they can go to your Austin Energy EV Buyer's Guide, find out more information, decide that, yes, that is the car for them, and then you'll show them where they can go buy it.
Yes. That is accurate, yeah. Joe.
Really, I was gonna say, really excited about
that. Joe was taking notes
feature.
while Professor Gotzi was saying, this is what we did.
This is what we did. But, yes.
We'll edit this part.
What's important to that is that the buyer's guide gives you that real-time data, right? That real-time information. So three times a day, believe it or not, three times a day, the local dealerships give that inventory to us and availability of the cars that are available on site.
But you're going beyond that. You're not just, you know, helping people connect with a dealer that has their car. When they get to the dealership, you've got a number of initiatives, you know, with Matt as well, working to train the dealers on how to effectively explain electric fuel so that these dealers can deliver that kind of great experience that, you know, maybe people aren't expecting. And that's a lot of that's coming from the training that you guys are putting in place.
Yeah, that's correct. One of the biggest hurdle maybe going electric is figuring out what electric fuel means. I've gassed up my vehicle all my life. I learned at an early age. My grandfather taught me how to fill up my car. And now this electric fuel option is confusing me. And so actually I met Matt a few years ago in Chargeway, and I was in the game already, and he simplified what it means, what electric fuel means. And so that was exciting when I heard from Matt, and I was like, oh, that's how we need to explain it. Because as a Austin Energy Electric company, we like to use words like kilowatt, and I don't even know what that means.
Or so, kilowatt hour, and how do you explain that?
And how do you explain that to people? So Matt was able to explain to me how to explain it to the community. And so what we did was we wanted the customer to have this complete good experience. So they can go to that buyer's guide, which is ev.austinenergy.com. They can look up what kind of car that they need or want. They can look up where to fuel up in the community. And then they can actually find the dealership that's selling the car that they want. Then they go to the dealership, and the dealership has these really cool kiosks that are on the showroom floor right next to that electric vehicle. And so the salesperson can then kind of help you understand what electric fuel means and how to fuel that car. And can I go see my grandmother in Dallas, or can I go see my grandmother in Nashville, Tennessee? And the answer to that question is yes, you can. There's charging all over the country. And this kiosk will show you on the map how to get to see your grandmother. And it's super.
That's a big part. Again, and yeah, working with your team has shown that there is thought leadership in this space from those who are making the fuel. And that's what the dealers have said. Yeah, we need to get that support from those that are local. Even the first conversation we had this morning with the team from Ferry, they commented on, it really is about local. You have to talk about what's happening locally in your city, and who are these people that can help customers shop for these cars. And so, no, it's great to hear that those results are being seen by people outside of Austin, too. But again, this city is leading the way.
Yeah, a good stat to show that we're progressing nicely, and that these initiatives are working. The buyer's guide's working. We have about 10,000 unique visitors a month to the buyer's guide, and that the chargeway beacons are working. The explanation of electric fuel and what that looks like, and the salesperson can now really explain that to people, and it makes you comfortable buying that car. So that it's a complete customer experience. So
yeah, and again, for those who are hearing about the electric fuel and how it's simple, it really is a way to visualize something that gas stations, you see them, but charging stations may not be as visible. But every car that's here today, there are over 50,000 charging stations nationwide. Austin Energy has installed over 500 charging stations in the city of Austin.
Woo!
As a city, that is incredible.
Yes.
And so the cool thing is to visualize where those are. Again, that's the thing about making it easy. Colors for plug types, simple numbers for power levels, higher number, faster charge. And you can go by the Austin Energy booth today and actually experience what that means and hear more about it.
Yeah. I want to hear more about this. I know it's very easy because we've talked about it several times. This $50 a year that you're spending on fuel. And the reality is if you've got a local fleet, you've got an electric truck, you've got an EV that you're going doing house calls or whatever, and you can drive your car all year long on $50.
That's right. $50 a year, unlimited access to over 1,200 charging ports.
Well, that number's gone up a lot.
It's
that number's gone up.
1,200 charging ports. Here's what's cool about it. Some people ask me, "Hey, Bobby, am I?"
Hey, Bobby. That was on cue.
They ask me, "Hey, Bobby, am I driving on clean fuel though?"
Right.
And
well,
the answer
important.
To that question is yes. If you're part of the Plug and Everywhere program and you use one of our public stations, it's 100% renewable energy, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Texas Wind is providing your fuel, and
that's
it's great.
That's fantastic.
That's fantastic, man.
So to that end, I guess, what do you see next? I mean, you guys have been doing so much, and again, we talk often about ideas you have. I guess, where do you see the growth happening for where you can keep innovating? Where do you see that there's ways you guys can keep improving on the programs you've got? And how's that going to help people here today that are buying EVs?
Well, so to talk about some of our programs, here's a really cool program that I want to mention. You see all these young folks here today, the kids that are running around. A few years ago, one of our team members, Amy Atchley, who's here at the booth, came up with this problem-solving EVs for Schools program.
Okay.
And so the EVs for Schools program is unique to the fact that we offer a curriculum. Can I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And to help the teacher can now teach the children about electric fuel and what it means to go electric and how that can help the environment. But what we also did was we added charging stations at the schools. So now the teacher comes and plugs into the station. And the students see their teacher, their hero.
It's a tangible thing now.
Yeah, they see it, and it's real, and they understand it. And then they get in the classroom, and they learn about it. And kids know about climate. The climate challenges of tomorrow is what our kids are facing.
Right.
And so for them to learn at an early age is incredible. And then they take it home to their parents, and they talk about it to their parents that are uncomfortable maybe with electric fuel. And so the synergy is beautiful. It's one of our programs. And you talk about what we do nationally. We've shared that program now with several other cities and states. Over 122 schools throughout the state of Texas now have that curriculum.
All because it was born here in Austin.
All because it was born here in Austin.
That's fantastic. And that speaks to, sort of the next generation of people coming up, the next generation of car buyers. And not just car buyers, right? I mean, we've got all kinds of electric vehicles here today. We've got an electric powerboat. We've got, you know, electric bikes and scooters around here, and all of them are running on your fuel. That's got to feel really cool.
That does feel cool. But the one thing, I'm glad you mentioned electric bikes and electric scooters. Actually, at Austin Energy, we offer rebates right now. So if you're interested in an electric bike or electric scooter, you can actually get a rebate up to $300 after you purchase it locally. We ask that you purchase it locally, but then we'll rebate you up to $300 for that electric bike or electric scooter, which is incredible.
Wow, that's wild. So if somebody buys an e-bike here at the show today, they can go to your booth and get more information about that rebate.
That is correct. Come by and see me, Bobby Gotzi, at Austin Energy's booth. We can hang out.
I think that's the fun part, is what Electrify Expo has done is it really kind of brought together that conversation of, is it electrified, and how do I understand more about it? And the cool thing is you've been doing that, you and your team have been doing that for a long time. You understood the importance of that. And so today, you send everybody to the Austin Energy booth, and if they have a conversation about, no, I was looking at a two-wheeler, I was looking at Onyx, or, I was looking at, a variety, again, EasyGo or whatever it might be. I think that what's going to be interesting over time is for people to keep learning about what that means for different pieces of their life that are electrified. It's a bus, it's a motorcycle, it's a bike, it's a car, it's a truck. Those are coming. I guess, are there any vehicles that are forthcoming that you guys are know are going to be important here that you are excited about?
Yes, that truck. Trucks is what us Texans need. So we're very excited about the trucks that are coming out next year. But to your point about buses and bikes and scooters and micromobility is what we call those. We just want you to use electric instead of gas. That's the way to cleaner air. And so that's what's important to us. And we found over the last couple of years, especially with COVID, that there are different options that you can use transportation-wise. To your point about buses, we have over 400 buses in our Austin in our Metro program. They just made the largest electric bus purchase ever in the United States. 200 buses have been purchased.
Nice. All 200? Electric.
All electric. Half the fleet will be electric in the next several months. Is that not incredible?
That's nuts. I mean, I've heard of cities buying five.
No, that should have been the headline.
We just bought 200 electric trucks.
I said 200. The actual number is 197, but we already have 10 in the fleet. So over half our buses will be electric in Austin. That's an incredible thing.
Well, this is, again, the benefit is everybody that's here today, again, they're shopping, they're researching, they're finding out, they're experiencing. And the cool part is you're behind the scenes helping every single one of those processes happen because of the fact that you guys are the new electric fuel provider. And that's a great way to just, again, expose people to what you guys are up to. I think this is, again, I think you being here and telling everybody what you've been up to is one thing, but the fact that Electrify Expo, our last show of the year is here, is kind of that great closing moment, right? Again, it's just going to be bigger next year.
Yeah, speaking of walking the walk and walking the talk, the city of Austin has over 255 electric vehicles in our fleet, and we have quickly saved over, I think, $10 million on just the maintenance cost.
Wow.
And the oil changes. By the way, you don't have to change your oil anymore if you buy one of these vehicles today, ladies and gentlemen. No more oil changes. And so very exciting. We're saving the city money. We're also going electric, so we're walking the talk.
That's fantastic, man. And you guys are hitting all the great points. And it's just going to be a matter of time before everybody else sort of wakes up to this. And for you guys to be the thought leaders in this, it's really no wonder that so many corporations and companies are moving to Austin and migrating there for this kind of thought leadership and for this kind of support. I mean, you guys got to just be so excited. So we've talked about all this stuff. All of this is really interesting. Bobby, where's my dinosaur?
Well,
yeah, where's the dinosaur?
What Joe's talking about is a few years ago, we had a very cool dino come to the offices and wanted to join our team. So we created an intern spot for Stevie, the EV-loving T-Rex. Stevie, the EV-loving T-Rex, has millions and millions of years on this earth and knows what's right and what's wrong. And so if you want to check out Stevie the EV-loving T-Rex, download the buyer's guide, ev.austinenergy.com, and you'll see videos of Stevie explaining to you how easy it is to charge your car, how easy it is to no longer go to the maintenance shop on a Saturday and spend all day there, and all other cool things about electric, going electric. So go check out Stevie the EV11 T-Rex. Stevie the EV11 T-Rex could make an appearance here at some point today. Go by the Austin Energy booth and say hello.
There you go. Well, I guess we've covered a lot. One of the last things, and Joe, you always bring this up, is when we're trying to like just give everybody a chance to say what they're talking about for their programs, whether it's an OEM, whether it's a charge network. But for you guys, again, you're the fuel provider. Everything that we've talked about, what are the easiest ways for people to get information? You've mentioned the buyer's guide as well. How can they follow Austin Energy, even on social? What else can they do to get information about programs and what we've all been talking about?
Yeah, they can follow us on Facebook. We'd love for you to be friends with us on Facebook, Austin Energy Electric Vehicles, so go check us out there. We also have a website, pluginaustin.com, so go check that out. We have our rebates on there. We haven't even gone into our rebate programs, but if you buy one of these cool cars and you want to put a charging station in your garage or at your house, you can get a rebate up to half the cost of the installation and the cost of the equipment. And the equipment maybe costs you, the equipment and installation is, say it's $1,200 total. We'd rebate you 50% of that. So $600 you'd get back.
Is there a cap on that at all? Or
a cap meaning how many people get to do it?
No. Well, that, and also, again, I mean, how expensive it can get where you guys cover that 50%. Is there like a total, or is it just kind of like... Because, I mean, it may be cheaper or more expensive for others.
Matt, thank you for asking that question. Very important. It's capped at $1,200, but I will tell you, it's on average, it's less than $1,200 to install.
Right. Yeah, that's if it's like, oh, I got to run that conduit like 100 yards to my house.
Another really cool thing to know, ladies and gentlemen, is all these cars come with a 110-volt plug. So every car can plug into a 110-volt outlet. Same outlet that you plug your blow dryer or your cell phone into. A quick story. I asked somebody one time, how long does it take you to plug your electric, or how long does it take you to charge your electric vehicle overnight at home to get to work the next day? And they said, oh, it takes me about 5 minutes. And I said, 5 minutes? What kind of charger do you have?
Right.
And he said, no, it takes me 5 minutes. I pull in my garage, I take my plug, which he takes a 110-volt plug, by the way. He doesn't even use a special charge or anything. Plugs into his wall outlet, goes inside his house, has dinner, watches some TV, goes to bed, plugs in his cell phone, and goes to sleep. Wakes up the next morning, unplugs his cell phone, which is full of a charge, goes out to his car, which now has a charge in it, unplugs it, and heads to work. He said it takes me about 5 minutes.
So that's the fun part about educating people about how that works, right? It's like, you know, the process of it, hey, it's easy. If you have a place where you can plug in at home, it is as simple as doing what you just described. And again, that's the benefit. So for everybody here who's shopping today and looking around, if you have a garage or a driveway at home, you can fill up at home now with Austin Energy.
Yeah, I believe, here's a fun statistic for you all. So far, right now, we have over 17,000 electric vehicles on the roads in Austin. But 85% of our customers prefer to charge at home. It's easy for them to do. They just plug in, go in the house, forget about it, and unplug and go to work the next day. So it works out really easy. But we do have over 1,200 charging ports all over Austin available to you for $50 a year in case you need to charge while you're out and about. So range anxiety, you don't have to worry about it. Most people, after the first week they buy the car and they plug in a couple times, they realize range anxiety doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's a thing of the past, really, especially with a lot of these newer cars that, you know, they do have really solid range. I mean, even these, you know, the little SUVs and compacts, they have 200-plus miles of range now. That's technology that 10 years ago didn't exist.
No, and that's part of it. Yeah, we hear the phrase range anxiety, but you know, we're industry people. Well, we hear that phrase, you know?
Right, exactly.
But again, people do wonder and worry, like, can I make it? And that's part of it. And here in the city, you're totally, totally covered. But part of that, too, is that with these vehicles now, as Joe was mentioning, that have 200, 300 miles of range, it's now a matter of, well, I know I can do everything I want in the city, but can I go to that visit grandma in Dallas, or maybe it's out of Texas?
Well, you have range confidence at that point.
Right.
Well, that's right. And also, if you go to the Chargeway app, Chargeway has a great app that can actually show you. You can kind of play around with it and say, I want to go to LA next week, or I want to go to Chicago, or I want to go to Miami. And you can actually see every charging station available to you on the way down there and how long will it take you to charge it. And it's just, it just is eye-opening because you can get anywhere you want to go now.
You can get anywhere you want to go. And the nice thing about some of these apps, you know, especially Matt's app, Chargeway, is it'll tell you how long you're going to spend charging at each one.
Yeah,
so you can see it. It's like a 12-hour drive. I'll be charging for 44 minutes. Great.
Well, that's the best part is you need to like help people see how it fits into their life, right? Is electric fuel has been here for a long time.
That's correct.
And the cool thing is now you can harness it at home. You can harness it on the highway. And the cars that are here today that you can test, and all of them are going to fit into someone's lifestyle that they need, whether they need a sedan, an SUV, a small car like the Mini. There are options now. And in all those cases, you guys cover it.
Yeah,
we sure did. Yes, we did. Matt and Joe, thank you very much for having me. This is awesome.
Thanks for coming on.
This is the best part.
Bobby.
Yeah, we get to catch up with friends, but also let you talk about all the cool stuff you're doing. So thanks again for coming by.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Perfect.
The Electrify Expo podcast is brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo, America's largest e-mobility festival featuring the hottest electrified brands and products in the e-mobility sector. The Electrify Expo is coming to 5 major cities in 2022, so be sure to subscribe and don't miss out.